This is the Adam Gold Show.
So let's deal with Mike Krzyzewski first. Duke was an overtime loser at FSU, and he talked about the loss.
I think the only way you learn is through experience. You know, you can't replicate that in a practice session, you know, because you're not going to play against anybody that good in a practice session. And so that's part of a growth process, you know, for we got a lot of young guys. You got to learn from being in these experience, you know, in this type of thing, you know, and move forward.
Look, hopefully they will learn from it. I don't think there's a ton of learning from it Duke has to go through, other than they were not the tougher team. They were not the more determined team yesterday. And maybe that's what young teams, and granted, you know, Paolo Banchero and Trevor Keels, who got hurt, hopefully he'll be okay, and A.J. Griffin, maybe those guys will understand that if you want to win these games, like Florida State's trying to make a statement. They don't have as many opportunities to put a pelt on the wall, a team like Florida State, this year. This is not the Florida State teams of the last 3 or 4 years. It's a completely different, less talented animal. But they want to put pelts on the wall. If you don't want to be that pelt, you got to be as prepared as they are to fight for what you want. And Duke kind of lacked a little of that last night. Just a little bit. And that's all you need. Still could have won the game. Duke had an opportunity on the defensive end to stop Florida State in regulation. And if you do that, you win the game. Duke didn't do it. They had an opportunity to do that in overtime. Didn't do it. So they were right there. They could have gotten out of there with a win, but that would have been a win based on having more talent. When you play with some, just to use a Mike Krzyzewski word, verve, when you play with more determination, then you do what you did to Wake Forest.
Come on, Duke.
Right? That's what happens. That's what happened when Duke put the will in with the skill. Oh, geez, I just made a run.
Come on.
Completely accidental. That's how you win awards, Alec. You rhyme things.
I love it. You're a poet.
Jeez. But that's really what happened at Wake Forest. So, and in a way, that's what happened against State. You combine those two things. Duke has enough talent to win every game they play. So, that's that. Leonard Hamilton on the court after the win. You know, he also said some things before they played, which was very cool. Hamilton's one of the classiest guys in the entire sport. So after the win, here's Leonard Hamilton.
Well, I was very impressed with our kids' ability to stay tough the whole game. This is a very, very good basketball team, Duke is. And we had a lot of bad moments, but our kids stayed tough and made the plays down the stretch that gave us a chance to win. Very proud of them.
Yeah, he should be. And they were. They were the tougher basketball team. Credit to them. All right, now here's the Leon Draisaitl stuff because we have to play it. And we don't have enough. We don't have any more opportunities to do this. Leon Draisaitl is one of the best scoring forwards in the entire NHL. And Edmonton, after a 9-0 start, has gone south. They don't know which way is up. They haven't fired Dave Tippett yet. But if it doesn't change, they will. They've got Connor McDavid. They've got Leon Draisaitl. And here is Leon meeting the media after yet another not-so-good result.
Lots of reasons for why the Oilers are playing the way they are in terms of winning and losing. What do you think is the number one reason for the losses now? Is there one thing that you, in your own mind, you're saying, we got to get better at that?
Yeah, we have to get better at everything.
Would you like to expand on that?
Nope. You can do that. You know everything.
Why are you so pissy, Leon?
What?
Why are you so pissy?
I'm not. I'm just answering your
question. Yeah, you are. Whenever I ask you a question.
I gave you an answer.
Not very good one.
Okay.
I have one more for you. Leon, you show your frustration on the ice. last game against Ottawa. Is that a good thing when you show it so the other team knows you're frustrated?
Yeah, it's a great thing, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I think those guys have beef. What do you think,
Alex? I would say so. That is Jim Matheson, who apparently is a Hall of Fame hockey writer. Whatever.
There's beef there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think clearly you can tell that maybe he has written or said some things that Leon Draisaitl doesn't appreciate. And that's okay.
Yeah.
But I think we do get to what you were getting at with the Chris Mack stuff beforehand. The relationship between the media and those that we have covered, or those that we do cover. And it feels like over the years that there has become a much more sort of contentious vibe. It feels like an us against them
right.
situation in a lot of places. And I'm not sure why that's the case, because I don't think that the relationship is viewed correctly most of the time. Actually, I should check that. I do kind of understand why that's
right.
the case, because there are the select few people out there who opportunistically try to take advantage of the athletes and the coaches and write sensational stories that ruins the credibility that the media has. But at the end of the day, the media is simply a conduit to the fan. And
yes.
most media members, I mean, I can only speak for myself, I don't know a media member around here that I know even a little bit that I think is trying to be overly, like, purposefully
right.
negative or not do the job objectively or professionally is what I'm trying to get at. Like, I think the overwhelming majority of people just want to go in there, they want to do their job, and they want to go home. And they don't really care what your answers are. No one's trying to take advantage of you, right? But the select few, as with most things, ruin it for everybody, right? So there's this relationship that I think has gotten bit more and more bitter over the years between players and coaches and media. So, but I think players need to understand that they have an opportunity. Like, how much did Justin Williams, for example, do for himself around here
yeah.
by being the forthcoming interview that he was? Right?
Tremendous.
He used those situations to his advantage. And I think too many athletes and coaches don't look at it that way. Right?
Well, I 100% agree with you. I think there's...
Now, I'm not saying what he... Like, that guy there should never have outwardly said what he said.
Why are you being
pissy? Like, that's the thing that goes through your head as a reporter when you don't get a good answer that you don't say out loud.
Right. That's why I said those two guys have beef.
Yeah.
Right? Look, I've asked thousands of bad questions.
Because actually, Draisaitl sort of incites him there. Because he's the first one who's like...
Leon had no time for it.
Yeah.
By the way, you know what has not happened since December 18th? Edmonton has not won a hockey game.
Yes.
It's more than a month. Now, they've had several, COVID shutdowns, right?
Yeah.
They're currently in one.
Right.
They're going to play tomorrow for the first time. They're scheduled to play tomorrow.
Right. So they're getting crushed by the media right now up there.
Right. They haven't won in a month.
Right.
A team that went 9-0 to start the season hasn't won in a month.
It's a toxic situation. How many times... Remember, like 3-4 years ago, we'd be sitting up in the press box when the Hurricanes weren't good.
Right.
And you would go, God, I don't want to go down
there. I don't want to go in there. I don't want to ask the same questions of the same people. And I remember I had a conversation with Sebastian Aho, and this actually might have been in the playoff year, the first year they got back in the playoff, because they were struggling in December. And I remember talking to Aho, and I said, what went wrong? And he went, same thing that always goes wrong. It was like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was over it.
Yeah.
I feel bad for those guys, man, because they're put in a position where they've got the same guys answering the same questions, and there's nothing real good to ask. You know, why'd you lose? I mean, okay. It's hard. But your initial point, Justin Williams, there are certain people that get it. There's just certain people that get it. We're not trying to make you look bad.
Right.
Right. In fact, we're kind of trying to make you look good.
Right. We soften more things than we don't.
Oh, gosh. Gosh. Because otherwise we get beat up.
Right. Because, you don't want to be a jerk to these dudes. Not, you just don't want to.
It's not the goal at all.
It's just, I like to think we have a pulse on what's being asked and what's being talked about. Right. It's what we do. We have the conversations. We interact with the fans a lot, with the readers, the listeners, all that stuff. They're asking us questions. I swear to God, I do take questions that I get from people and ask them to players and analysts and stuff like that. When I talk to Tripp, sometimes my questions are when I get a certain question a bunch of times.
Yep.
I'll ask Tripp about it. Here's somebody who knows more about the game than I do. Let's ask him. Right? So I am constantly trying to take the pulse of what the talking points are. And I think that's what everybody should be doing. So if that's the case, then the players and the coaches aren't talking to the media. They're talking to the fans.
Talking directly to your fans. Exactly.
And that's how they should view it.
Yep. Just to fold this back into the Chris Mack thing. Look, and every coach is at times guilty of this, whether it's Dave Doran at NC State or Mike Krzyzewski at Duke. Sometimes you push back against the question and you really don't have to. And it's because we're all human beings. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, we're not having a particularly good day.
Egos.
And it's not just that. It's just you're not having a particularly good day. Your team was disappointing. Maybe you mm-hmm. were mad at something that they refused to do in a practice or that the point you couldn't get across. And it just comes out wrong. It happens. But these guys always need to remember that they are not talking to you or I. They are talking to, ultimately, the people that pay their salaries, people that are interested in their team. But that Leon Draisaitl stuff, that was great.
You should be able to squash those things, too, because we've all been in prickly situations with athletes and whatever. And, if they are in a losing streak or they've just lost a game or whatever it is, or they're in a funk, the reporter has to understand that as well. That, not everyone's going to be warm and cuddly with you all the time. And that's okay.
Yep.
But you got to be able to do your job professionally, both as the player and the reporter, without, being afraid to do it.
You're listening to The Adam Gold Show on the North Carolina Sports Network.